For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May has to go up there after the game. Instead of going for two and getting the win,
go for two.
He's got to go up there and be like, yeah, doesn't really matter because we lost, which I agree with him on. It doesn't really matter. It's a footnote. It's a spectacular play, but it's a footnote because you lost the game. And Jerod Mayo in some ways did that to him.
Do you blame Drake May at all for not demanding to go for two?
I mean,
I'm kidding.
But I mean,
coach, we're going for
like
it.
Like somewhere down the list, sure, he's way down the list. But like, yeah, would I like him to?
No, I know, but he can't. I mean, as a rookie, I don't think he can. But like in a few years from now, I'd be like, no, we're going for two. And they go, like, okay, we're going for
well,
two.
Well, also like
if Josh Allen
who's
said we're going
be here,
for two,
who's
going
to be here in 2 years?
Drake May.
Yeah, right. Not Jerod Mayo.
Hopefully us and Drake May. And I don't know. Who knows where
fingers,
else?
Fingers
everybody
crossed.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
The rest of the squad. Unlikely at this point.
Yeah. So I wouldn't, I mean, just to answer your question, would I like to have seen him lobby Mayo? Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that. And from what I saw, he didn't. Maybe he did and it wasn't on camera.
I
think that would be way down my list.
I was like joking because I think he's in the spot now where he didn't start right away, which is insane, especially as you watch him play. It's insane that he wasn't out there right away. But whatever, we've moved on from that. And he's a rookie and he's taken the coaching. He's been very complimentary publicly of Alex Van Pelt and of Jerod Mayo. That might be how he really feels, or maybe he just is like, oh, why would I bury these guys? I'm not gonna say anything about these guys. There's to make it, he's making the most of it right now is what he's doing.
Text line 37937, Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to
Monday.
Hunter Henry. What did I say?
Friday. I know
I'm
it's
sorry.
Flown. The first hour's flown by.
I'm sorry. Patriots Monday. My mistake. That Bruins game. I'm still feeling those Coors Lights from last night. I'm not gonna lie.
Good.
37937. Drake May part of the problem. Because he made a mistake in overtime, Jones?
He's questioning you.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
He can be part of the problem on my team any day.
Same, texter.
You know what? I wasn't trading him. I like Drake May. I feel like I was very early on the
Jones called him
Drake
a bust.
May train. Yes.
You heard it here first.
Not calling him a bust, not trading him. Just, you know, I would prefer my quarterback not to throw the interception in overtime. I don't know why that's a controversial take.
It's outrageous.
Steve is in the truck. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Adam, I'm going to disagree wholeheartedly with you.
Okay.
What down was it on the interception in overtime? Do you remember?
I thought it was first, wasn't it?
Yes, they just got a first down. So why is it his fault when the idiot calling plays is having trouble with the ball downfield? You had time on the clock. You just got a first down.
Okay.
Why don't you work first downs? You're going to get an injury.
Steve,
first of all,
Steve, Alex Van Pelt stinks. I agree. You don't blame Drake May at all on that read and that play?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
Because if Kendrick Bourne does not fall down on that play, that safety's nowhere near him. And he doesn't make the interception.
I've seen that text a lot, Keith, about Kendrick Bourne. Who was the ball intended for? I don't think it was intended for Bourne.
No, he's saying, but if Bourne didn't fall down, maybe the safety's in a different position, is what he's saying.
The safety's not in that area.
No, it was thrown to Booty, and Booty just quit on the play.
Yeah, was it a good throw?
Right. And the other thing is going for 2 points, right?
Yes.
I agree they should have gone for 2 points, but they had to play like Houdini ball to get in the end zone. What makes you think they were going to get a 2-point conversion anyway?
Well, no, Steve, I
doubt they would have made it.
But I would take the same argument. If they needed that to get a touchdown, what chances did you have them on a full field in overtime?
Right.
Like you needed a near miracle.
You
got to
go 70
to tie the game
in overtime. And so you could just go 2 and win it at the end of
regulation.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I get that logic.
I take the exact same argument about the you needed to pull a rabbit out of the hat to score to go down 1. How confident could you really feel in the offense overall to run what was called, execute it for 70 yards? Also, you might have to mix in a defensive stop as well, which was hit or miss on the day.
Just
go for two.
I don't know many other quarterbacks in the league where we don't blame them for throwing picks. We blame everybody else for them for throwing picks. And so that's a little annoying. I like Drake May. I'm high on Drake May. I'm not moving off.
I don't know if anybody has a worse supporting cast in the league.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's part of it to me. I kind of grade on a curve.
But Jacoby Brissett had the same supporting cast and the same play caller last week, and he got in the end zone against a better defense.
Okay. I mean, well, Drake May got in the end zone. It's not like he didn't get
in
the end zone yesterday. No, I guess not in overtime. But I don't know. I think the. Do you think Jacoby Brissett's performance last week was better than this
one? No, I don't. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like, it's possible to do it with the supporting cast, is my only point. Mm. And so when he throws the pick, I'm not going to blame the supporting cast. The supporting cast around him is terrible, definitely.
It stinks.
It's really bad.
It's awful. I hate watching
But it. I mean, I don't know. Jacoby Brissett figured it out last week. He figured it out against the Bengals.
No, but so you and I disagreed even at the very beginning of the season where. You had like a win total in mind that you wanted them to hit. Whereas for me, it was just about the development. And for this year,
I think
you're going to have moments.
I agree with all that, but we also thought they were going to win the game yesterday.
I thought they were going to win yesterday's game.
We thought Tennessee was a winnable game.
I thought that'd be the only game they win the rest of the way.
And they lost.
Yeah, yeah. But just because it's winnable doesn't mean they're going to win.
Okay,
like
but
we both 3.5-point dogs.
We both picked them to win.
I lost hams. Lost multiple hams on
but
this.
But you thought they
I'm
were going to win.
I'm still reeling from the ham
loss. And they lost.
I understand.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
But I think if I had to make a list of reasons why they lost, I know what the last
for the year.
Yeah, but I know what the last play of the game was, Drake May throwing an interception. But if you had to make a list of players that were at fault for losing the game, he would be much lower on my list than a bunch of other guys.
I agree with that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but then now let's take his game on balance. And it's like, did I love his game yesterday? No, he's the least of their problems. But did I love his game yesterday? I didn't.
Yeah, or the turnovers aren't ideal, but I still think he had a good game. I mean, he ran for 95 yards. That's pretty good.
No, that part I like.
300 of the 315 yards or whatever the number is insane.
That
like,
part
I thought
that
was good, yeah.
You know, the turnovers and even
I mean, they don't even get to overtime 40, if he doesn't have one of the highlights of the whole weekend.
41 attempts to barely break 200 yards. That's like, that's Mac Jones stuff is what that is. I know he's much more explosive, has a much better arm, but like, that's a Mac Jones kind of line.
Oh, the numbers.
Where it's just check down, short throw. And some of that's on Van Pelt, but like, I would criticize Mac for that line. It takes you 41 throws to get to 200 yards.
Yeah.
LJ is in the car. Go ahead, LJ.
Hey, guys. Yeah, for two things. First, first of all, Drake May, he needs to start sliding more or he's going to have a short career. He's taken on way too many guys head on. I know he's aggressive. He's going over the yards, but that's got to stop. Secondly, Jerod Mayo's got to go. This is two times now. I'm pissed off. The Seattle game, remember that game, second game of the season, overtime. They had a 4th-and-1, I think around their 40. Could have gone for it. Gone for the first down, they punt away, Seattle scores, wins the game. I'm tired of his conservativeness. I think Bob Kraft has got to do whatever he can, open the vaults up. He's got to get Ben Johnson here. We need an offensive-minded coach.
Nice.
Mayo's got to go. That's it. I'm tired of him, and this team is going to flounder until they address the head coaching situation. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, that would be nice.
If they got Ben Johnson, I'd be in.
But
I don't think it's going to happen.
Again, Kraft is the problem in this because Mayo is Kraft's guy.
So I saw this. Somebody tweeted this, and so I didn't see it. So I don't know if they were just kind of wishing this into existence. I don't know if anybody else caught it. But was Jonathan Kraft spotted in the owner's box saying go for two?
You asked me this off the air.
So
I hadn't
heard
that.
Nick, do you have any idea? Was that a thing?
I didn't see this.
All right. Well, maybe I got catfished or bamboozled or something, but I think somebody did say that happened. And if that's the case,
Eric shunned.
I might have gotten Eric shunned on that. So, but if that's the case, right, like one of the reasons why Mayo got the job and one of the reasons why I think Mayo's going to keep the job is because of his relationship with the Krafts. But if this is now another thing that we're like, how did you not go for two there? Like if they start questioning him more and more, like, all right.
Well. Again, 70% of your fan base agrees with the two of us. They should have gone for two. At the end of regulation. So you can jump in on all that, 617-779-7937. By the way, head coaches continue to get fired around the NFL. It was Saleh a couple of weeks ago. It's now Dennis Allen on top of it. We talked about the odds of Jerod Mayo getting fired last Friday. He had the second highest odds, according to BetAG. A guy lower than him on the list just lost his job. And so I don't think it's unheard of. Dennis Allen wasn't in his first year in New Orleans, neither was Saleh.
No.
But I don't think it's unheard of. Coaches get fired after 1 year. And when the whole fan base is criticizing him for his decision at the end of regulation, it does get more on the owner's radar. There's no doubt about it.
And Allen, a little bit different. Allen won his first two games this year and then lost 7 straight.
Yep.
So Jerod won his first game, then lost 6, then won a game to reset things, and now lost again. So
that was the magic number? 7 is the magic number?
If you lost that 7th in a row,
you're
pack
out.
Your stuff.
It's auto.
Yeah.
It's he's safe. Written into his deal.
He's all right.
617-779-7937. Patriots Monday, not Friday.
That's right.
Here on Jones and Keefe, you can jump aboard. With all of our discussions, what did you think of Drake May yesterday? Should they have gone for two? Let's get into Alex Van Pelt and his play calling. How big of an issue is that? I know a lot of you feel strongly about it. We'll get to it next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.